Yeah, I haven't decided at all about HFN 10. I'm definitely going to start with the homemade one because I already got this one worked out pretty well. So, but I've been thinking about since I'm going to mount my 2-meter antenna on my chimney, I might double back and go ahead and buy one for HF to mount so I can mount one time instead of twice.
Yeah, one of my good friends that does POTA way too often, NT0Y, his name's Jay, his POTA setup is essentially a telescoping antenna, so the way he tunes it is he just pushes it up to roughly about the length of it and then just makes it slightly shorter or slightly taller until he gets one-to-one SWR with no tuner on it so he can get maximum performance on it. He does Morse code at like 25 words a minute. He's very good at that. I think he activated his 100th spark the other day.
Holy cow, I mean, that's pretty amazing, actually. I've been thinking about building some kind of telescope and thing that would go up 50 foot, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but I just worried about, I'm going to get my shack hooked up for the winter time because right now I just go out of my garage, and when it gets cold, I don't want to be in the garage. I want to be in the home shop.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go in just a little bit, so if you want to test out your handheld on this repeater, now would be the time to do that.